Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And I'd like to, on today's show, we're going to welcome Brooke Davis Trotter, class of 2005, member of our women's soccer team, our 2003 national championship team. And this year, we're going to have the pleasure of inducting her, along with seven individuals, into our Athletic Hall of Fame on June 8th, 2024. So welcome to the show, Brooke.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First of all, on behalf of the committee, we'd like to congratulate you on this well-deserved honor.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
How does what does it feel like?
When you called me, to be honest, I was really shocked. After our call, I just sat back and reflected on it, and I actually started to cry. It was really humbling to get that call, and I'm very, very appreciative of the honor. I'm grateful for attending an amazing college, having wonderful coaches, and just being surrounded by amazing athletes that I just really look up to, and I still do today. And I'm just really grateful for this honor.
So let's talk a little bit about, you said an amazing institution. You certainly, for us, we would consider you local, where you went to school and played soccer as a standout in high school. So why, what was the ultimate, like, what made it Oneonta for you?
I've always been a homebody, and I knew it was close to home and it was comfortable. But I went for a visit and it just felt like home again, and I felt really supported. And just from the first day that I was there, I just was super comfortable on campus. My coaches, the professors that I met, just the atmosphere, it just felt right to me. And I always say, from my first day of preseason, I was so lucky to have like an instant group of friends that I bonded with. And that really helped me transition from high school to college, and just having, 20 friends instantly that I could bond with, and then just having that same interest of soccer and wanting to be a college athlete was really helpful.
So what was that transition like coming from, high school? Certainly, your accolades in high school were outstanding, and then you come to a team where now you're playing with people that are pretty much there, all their high school accolades, and our program was starting to really starting to move and starting to get, we're always in the national tournament. I mean, so what was that transition like for you now?
It was really eye-opening for me. As you know, I came from Stanford, a K-12 school, very small. Grew up in an even smaller town, Grand Gorge, and I definitely was shocked to see so many different athletes. And to be honest, they were really all better than me. I really struggled my first year in preseason. And I have to say, Liz McGrail pulled me aside and she was like, "Brooke, you got to get it together. You're better than this. You need to work harder." And from that day on, I was like, "You're right." It was all just eye-opening to me. And it was just so nice to be surrounded by other athletes who came from much bigger programs than I did. A lot of them played travel. I really didn't play travel or have the opportunity. I just played, in high school, and I fortunately was, had the opportunity to play with my sister and older players who, made me better because I wanted to play up to their potential. But again, transitioning was, it was a big deal for me to go from Stanford to Oneonta, even though it's not that far. But just seeing the different players and their ability really helped me, motivate me to become a better soccer player.
Now, certainly, the name Liz McGrail was legendary in Stanford as well, and she was an All-American for us and Player of the Year, and a Hall of Famer. So did that help you feel a little more comfortable being there? You have someone who actually went to the same school, kind of knows where you came from. Again, small school, trying to play with other players that, like you said, went to a bigger school. I mean, so what was it like to have Liz as a Big.
It was very comfortable for me to have her there. And again, like I said, she knew my potential. She knew the vision for me. And I'm so grateful and thankful that she believed in me, because when she gave me, the pep talk, I knew that she was serious, and I had better get it together and start working harder. But just having that mentality from a small town, I have to say, all the local schools near us just have amazing athletes, and they just work hard from the youth program up, and I still see it in small communities, and I'm hopeful for my own two girls to have that. And just having Liz there was just super powerful, and she really motivated me to become a better player.
Yeah. So as you know, a couple years in, 2003, the season starts out, with the Mayor's Cup tournament. We play the College of New Jersey, big time game, because they were always in the national tournament, always competing for a national title. And I remember after that weekend, I think it was Tracy, she's like, we're gonna see them again, like we're gonna play them again. And we did end up playing them again. Or they were in the national tournament, or whatever. But what, maybe talk a little bit about that season, because that season certainly, we'll talk a little bit about that weekend, because you seem to score every big goal during this tournament, that kind of got us there, to that point. But did it feel different that year?
So I think from, that year, really, our season was really all year long. But when you go home for the summer and you start training for the off season, or you really start thinking about the upcoming season, I think all of us really worked hard on the off season. So again, even though it starts in August, we put in the effort throughout the year, seeing our potential. And for that season, I really do think it felt different, just because of the bond that we had. We had several amazing, talented women on the team, and even on the bench as well. I mean, all of them, all of us at any time, we could count on one another. So again, it was a full roster of just talented women who put in the work, sometimes 3 times a day. Dave and Tracy, I have to say, outstanding coaches for us, and pushed us to our limits, and they believed in us. And I really do think that that season, with the bond that we all had and the coaches who believed in us, supported us, that really made the difference. We had friendships on and off the field, could trust one another. And we really worked hard and had each other's back on and off the field as well, too. And sometimes with teams, you don't always have that. And
Right.
I felt like with this group of girls, we had that for sure, and we still do, much later in life.
Yeah. So heading into the national tournament, we win another SUNYAC title, and everything's going along pretty good. And we went to what was it? We went to Union, went to overtime, PKs or whatever. We overtime Brooke, was it Trish Jaeger scored a big game, goal against Union to get us to that next round. So now we're in the quarterfinals and we're playing at home. I mean, that was the other fortunate thing. We got to play a lot of home games that year, which, I mean, the crowds were incredible. I
That's one
mean,
thing I'll always remember, being close to Oneonta and having all of my family and friends come. I mean, still lots of people in my community still talk about the games and the players, and know all of the stats of the season. And I think that was one major thing that really supported us, was the community. And just from all of, friends, family, my parents, and then my parents becoming friends with all of the other girls' parents, it was really a very strong bond that we all had, players and parents. And so we really felt that. And they traveled for us too as well. We had a lot of home games. However, I think all of our parents were at all of the away games as well.
wow. So we get to the national quarterfinals. We're playing Scranton. Scranton has only allowed one goal all year. And we go to another game. We're in, overtime or whatever, and you come up with a big goal to get us through there. I mean, talk a little bit about that game and how exciting it was at that time.
Yeah, I think we were really looking forward to scoring on them just because of their past with not a lot of people scoring on them. However, they were super physical. So that was a really tough game for us. But I really do think we took each game by game. We never looked forward, we never looked ahead. We knew that each team was going to play us as hard as they possibly could because people wanted to beat us. And I think that gave us the motivation. And in that game, I just remember having two defenders on me, one on each side, and I think they were holding on, and I was probably holding on to them too as well. And I was just had just one vision in mind, just to score a goal. And I remember it was probably the biggest toe poke goal I've ever scored in my entire life. But a goal's a goal. And that's all I could do. I couldn't lift my leg up to shoot because they had me on either side. And I just knew I needed to pick a corner, and I, thank goodness, executed. And it was just so relieving that we scored against them, and that just having that momentum, and feeling the support of all of my teammates and everybody working so hard. I think it just made us a better team.
So then the NCAA decides to put the Final Four in Oneonta, New York. And how did that feel like now? So now the kids are on break, so it's Thanksgiving week. Everyone's on break, and we're going to be hosting the Final Four. Take us through that week a little bit.
I don't think it bothered us that we were on break because we knew we had a strong community, and we knew that friends and family would show up no matter what, even in the terrible weather conditions. Again, most teams are not playing soccer that late in the season, so you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. That really didn't impact us because we, again, just had a vision of winning a national championship. We knew we would be supported, having the community there, but really, we just knew our team would come together no matter what.
And then, so we get through the net. I mean, a pretty good game against we played,
The College of New Jersey.
yes, and we so we did see them again. I know I'm trying to remember because DePaul played in the other one against Chicago. So that game, certainly, so it snowed. It was a little snow on the field. They didn't know if we were going to be able to play. They were talking about moving the game, moving it to the turf field, which would have been a nightmare because soccer shouldn't really be played on AstroTurf, which is a little different than the field turf that we have now. But they ran the sprinklers, they melted it all up, and the sun came out, and it ended up being a little bit above freezing. So we were all go. So, take us through that game. I mean, that was certainly another great game.
I think both teams were probably thinking how it was going to play out with weather. But again, Dave and Tracy doing a great job keeping us focused on our game, how we play, doesn't matter with weather. We trained for that. We trained in all sorts of weather, from extreme heat in upstate New York in the summertime, 3 times a day on the track, or playing in the pouring rain or hail, snow, we did it, So that really wasn't a factor for us. We just knew that the ball might play a little bit differently in the ice and the snow. And so we just had to figure out, how that was going to work when we got out there in warmups. And really, we adjusted really well. And I just remember it being really icy, like lots of clumps of ice and snow on the ground. And so it was a little bit interesting, but in that game, I remember I went up for a header, and it just grazed the top of my head, and I was able to redirect it into the goal. And I was so thankful to be there at the right time. I felt like, a lot of my goals near the end of the season, my teammates set me up perfectly, and I just happened to be there. And in that case, I was able to score a header to tie the game. And it was just amazing.
The energy. So we do win that game, move into the national championship game. And certainly, everyone knows that the game went down to the final, minute of play. And you again came up with an incredible, goal to tie it. But really, take us through that play because it really was, created by a play that was made by, Rose Valland, of after a foul called, and she's like, just get to the goal, get to the goal. So just talk a little bit about that.
I think it was just heads up on all of us. The ball actually started in the back. So I think it was Trish who got the ball from a defender. I always say our defense just was so powerful. Sometimes I feel like they didn't get a lot of the recognition that they should. Just with Laura Morcone in goal, and then all of our defenders and our very skilled midfielders. I think it was just a group effort. So the ball started in the back. Amanda LaPola got fouled. Rose had the awareness to set the ball down as fast as she could, and she just knew she needed to service the ball near the box because she knew we would all be there.
Right.
And again, going back to all of us knowing that we were there to support each other and just being in the right place, I was at the right time. One vision in mind is again score another goal.
Right. And it just seems like the team never quit. Like you
Right.
play to the end, you play a full 90 minutes. And I think that was really the philosophy of Dave and Tracy anyway, just to the game's not over, right? Until the final horn.
After the game, just talking with people in the stands and how they said, fans from University of Chicago were calling and texting saying they won with a minute to go. Life lesson for always from now till ever. And I tell my own daughters, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, believe in your teammates, work hard until it's over. Because again, I think that was just a true testament to our team that we always worked no matter what the score was, and then we put in the effort even when the season was over, the game was over. We just continued to work hard, and that game we were not giving up. We were going to work and fight to the end, and that was just probably one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah, because I can tell you, being in the press box with the NCAA reps, like we were already putting together the final script based on Chicago
I
winning the
remember you
game.
saying that after the
Yeah,
game.
I'm like, and I was like, all of a sudden when the game was tied, I'm like they were scrambling, and I'm like, all right, game's not over yet. Let's go. We got more time here. So that again, it was a lot of fun to just see that, like the reaction, like you said, the Chicago people, they were already. Hey, the flight home's going to be great. We're national champs, and that's that. But things changed very quickly. So we end up winning that game in overtime. And one of the things that I remember in my mind is you just putting your arms up in the air when that ball was in the goal, and everybody just storming the field. And so what did that feel like?
I just was shocked, to be honest with you. Again, coming from a small town, a small school, I don't think I realized what winning a national championship was like until probably months or years later, to be honest with you. It was still just a shock to us that, we've had a dream and we made it happen. In overtime, sudden death, lots of pressure, whoever scores, game is over. Again, our midfield, our defense, supporting us up top, Sonata, just her amazing ability to see the game.
Yeah.
She had the vision of just, getting it in the box as well. And in this case, the goalie was out,
Yeah.
and she perfectly placed the ball, in the goal, and it was just a shock. I think we were all stunned and just absolutely amazed that we finally did it.
Yeah. Obviously, that highlight or whatever, but you certainly had an incredible 4-year career. As a student athlete at Oneonta, I mean, What else about Oneonta was special during your time?
I have to say that from a very early age, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. And I'm a teacher today. I've been teaching first grade and at my district for 18 years. So I knew again that I wanted to attend a college that would support my dream and career. And Oneonta definitely did that. You know, I had awesome professors. I built a lot of friendships through my classes, and I was lucky enough that all of my friends, most of them were athletes, student athletes as well. And that's a huge thing to say about Oneonta. They supported their student athletes all the time. I always felt supported by my professors, my coaches, administrators, anyone on campus really supported student athletes. And that bond that the student athletes had, or and hopefully still have, it was really strong at Oneonta. And most of us, you know, going into education, we really felt connected. And it made it easier, to be honest with you, with classes and assignments and just working on projects together because we mostly knew each other, and just had that special bond.
Yeah. Well, we can't, do any, have an interview and not talk about Tracy and Dave Ranieri, the dynamic duo, husband, wife, coaching team, and what they've meant to Oneonta, but all the women who played for them for, over 20 years. And, tell us your side of the, what did it mean to you and playing for them? And certainly we know you're still connected. So,
Yeah, you know, Dave and Tracy, just such special people to myself, my teammates, the community, the college. You know, I think so many people know Dave and Tracy for so many different reasons, and I'm just so grateful to have them in my life still today. They really believed in me. Again, you know, back to Liz McGrail telling me that, you know, and telling them my potential. They trusted her, and they took a leap of faith on me, you know, coming from a small school, wanting to help me improve, and they did that. They, you know, were so supportive of all of my teammates, and I really could count on them, especially, you know, my parents weren't too far away. However, they weren't there all the time. And they really stepped up as, you know, second parents to all of us.
wow.
And they would do anything and everything for us. And we knew that. And that just felt so good in our hearts to know how much they loved us. And they still love us. They're so invested in all of us still today as grown adults, parents. They still want to know what's going on with us. They check in often. So just to have them, I feel so grateful to have played for them. I knew that, you know, from the very beginning they believed in me, and I knew they would put pressure on us. They would work
Yep.
us hard. You know, they definitely wanted us to become better people all around. And I think that's one thing that made them stand out as coaches is that they really supported us on and off the field, and anything we needed at any hour of the day, we could always call them, and that was super important. And I'm thankful to have them as my coaches.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that you'd like to give a shout out to or thank?
You know, I just wanted to say again to all of my teammates, I'm so honored to have played with them, and again, to have the talent surrounded, you know, their talent surrounding me with just their abilities and their level of play. I am just so thankful to have had that in college. And again, coaches, all of the coaches, really, because I had so many throughout my whole career. I'm from being a little kid all the way up to college, you know. Now, as a parent, as a coach, I see how much time and effort goes into it. So I'm very thankful for my coaches as well, my entire life, and all of my teammates and my family. My family came to pretty much every one of my games from when I was little. until my senior year of college. And, even when I played a little after college, just when, at Aframs in Albany, my parents would still come and family. So, I just really want to say thank you to them, because without them, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And I really look up to them. And, my parents, my siblings, they just pushed me to be a better person. And I'm so thankful for all of that and having my experience at Oneonta.
Well, we certainly, now you're going to be on the wall, and everyone will be able to see the accomplishments and the greatness that you exhibited over the 4 years that you were with Oneonta. And certainly, for me, special time just to watch you play and watch that whole team play, and just see you all kind of, that you could see it building, and you probably could have figured that it was going to end with a national title, because that's kind of where it was going. And just the excitement of it all, and like you said, the community supported you, and now they'll get to come back and honor you again as a, as a Hall of Famer. So we certainly want to congratulate you again, and we look forward to inducting you and seeing your family, this June.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really have to say thank you to you too as well. You were a big part of my life at Oneonta, and I always felt supported by you. So thank you for all of your efforts that you did then and still are now, because it takes a special person to do your job, and we really appreciate all the time and effort. And again, you were a big supporter of us too, and that just felt so good to have so many people support us. So
Yeah.
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And we'll see you in June.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Brooke.
Yep, bye.